Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And we have Tony, our Nutridyne chemist. And you got to remember, let's go back to the prophetic words from Edgar Cayce. This supplement and this nutraceutical has a number of properties that make it a number one nutraceutical for a lot of good reasons. Number one, it's a universal antipathogenic. It will kill all known pathogens. Fungi, bacteria, viruses, nanobacteria, you name it, it'll kill it. So in fact, what I do is I have a bottle of it here. By my desk, and I'll put actually so many drops into my drink that I have in the morning, and I have a lot of things in my drink. I have all kinds of weird and wonderful things. I have Brain Mag, Calm Mind, I have all kinds of other things like our special powder formula we're working on for nitric oxide metabolism. And when you add Nutridyne, you do several things. Firstly, you kill lots of pathogens in your body. And by the way, heart disease is basically nanobacteria and viruses growing in your artery wall. That's what it is. And when you get dementia, dementia isn't just decreased insulin resistance sensitivity in your brain cells, which is a factor, and decreased astrocyte firing so you can't create a neural network. No, no. It's an infection in your brain. 28% of people actually... Cornell University found 5 years ago that they're actually growing viruses in their brain tissue. So it's not a benign thing. It's something that's actually actively causing problems. So firstly, the way your body regulates body temperature and metabolism is through your autonomic nervous system. And each body compartment is separate. So the Russians discovered that the brain compartment is separate from the body compartments. You know, the internal organs separate from the cardiac compartment. And your autonomic nervous system determines the iodination because... You got to think of it this way. Think of the thyroid hormone conversion as like the choke on the metabolism of your cells, and each compartment is separate. So I talked to a psychiatrist back in the early 1980s when we were doing our research with the head of pathology, and he was wanting to start making a compound of T3 called Cytomel, which eventually they did, and the companies make Cytomel right now, which is a T3 releaser. It's not physiological. It just kind of acts like your circulation's like a hopper. It pours activated T3 in a matrix and slowly releases to your body. The problem is T3 only has a half-life of 5.5 minutes, so your body makes it when it needs to. It's like if you're driving a fast car and you got to turn corners, you got to hit your brake, you got to shift into different gears, up and down, and if you don't shift, you're going to spin off the highway. Well, the same thing in your metabolism. The metabolism of your fat cells is different than the metabolism of your muscle cells. So if your insulin's high, your fat tissue can be 20 degrees lower than your other body tissues, and you can see it on a thermogram. Now, if you talk to a doctor who's not a scientist like me, and you ask them these tough questions, their eyes will start rotating in opposite directions because they don't have the answers. They'll try to fudge it and say, well, we measured the blood level. That doesn't tell me what your organ level is. So when you're taking Nutridyne, your body is basically it still is in control of the autonomic nervous system, but now it has the tools if it decides to activate T3, it can. So we've had people that have been previously on thyroid hormone And after 6 months to a year on Nutridyne, their thyroid gland grows back, and they don't need to be on thyroid hormone.
Wow.
Okay? Now, that's real. Now, it doesn't affect tanning. It doesn't mean you tan better, but if you are hypothyroid, you won't tan. People don't realize you won't even make vitamin D. Do you know you don't make vitamin D if you're hypothyroid in your skin?
Oh,
and if you don't make vitamin D, you can't make your stem cells work. You can't make your immune cells fight infection. So anybody with vitamin D deficiency because they're chronically hypothyroid is going to have all kinds of side effects. In fact, you know one of the most important mineral and vitamins for heart failure is vitamin D. And vitamin D is not made in your body if you're hypothyroid. Is that interesting or what? You probably didn't know that, right?
No, I didn't.
Now, we have both vitamin D3, and we also have vitamin D2, which is mushroom-based. And it has in that formula, myco-D2, ergothionine, which is the first receptor activated when your stem cells grow. So if you don't have vitamin D, you don't have stem cell regeneration of any organs, and you can't stop your body from going into heart failure, for example, when your heart muscle starts to deteriorate. Because most people that are in heart failure have vitamin D deficiency. I don't care if they got a tan. You measure their vitamin D levels like, whoa, your vitamin D's in your boots. So Nutridyne actually reverses that. So that's one of the other things. It normalizes your mitochondrial function, and it'll actually reverse hypothyroidism over time. The second thing it does is it increases mitochondrial number. It's mitochondriogenesis, because if you look at the older tissues under electron microscopy of somebody that's getting old or turning diabetic, by the time you're 79, 99.9% of the population are basically diabetic or pre-diabetic. Their blood insulin levels are above normal, which is my criteria. I call it, you know, even if they're normal glycemic, they're still hyperinsulinemic. And the hyperinsulinemia can have several different faces. It can be obese face. It can be dyslipidemic and heart level face where they get lipid problems. Or it can be osteoarthritic face. Or it can be in dementia face, because if your astrocytes stop being sensitive to insulin, guess what happens? They can't fire and you don't form a neural network. It's called dementia. So Nutridyne will help to prevent and buffer against dementia in the brain. Now, if you don't have oxidative metabolism, also you don't transport minerals into the cell that turns on your genes. So you have to have active transport. So once you raise the redox potential of a cell, you increase mineral and amino acid transport. So now you can build new structural proteins and enzymes. Now we have, of course, signal plus substance. We now have the EGFT frequencies. And if you request it for me, and it's a consult, you require, there's a fee for doing that, I will give you not only EGFT MP3 frequency for whatever health condition you have, but I'll also give you recommendation of the nutraceuticals, including things like Nutridyne. Because Nutridyne is going to repair your mitochondrial dysfunction. If you look at the population of the Western world and you look at sterility, drops in IQ and other things, it's all tied to decreased mitochondrial function, especially in the brain. So if you have a child that develops a juvenile or an infantile hypothyroidism in utero, they get microcephaly, their brain's small, they have decreased rugae, or what we call curls in the brain. And that's why if you're somebody that trains in a musical instrument, they'll have more rugae, or if you want to call the folds in the cortex of their brain, because the astrocytes grow bigger, there's more glial cells. So they actually have, if you want a bigger brain, you know, in other words, they've got some more, and there's actually curls where if you identify that someone died traumatically, you can tell if they're a musician by looking at certain areas of the brain that are involved with music. Isn't that interesting? So a musician has a different shaped cortex, even on gross pathology.
And so how does iodine relate to allowing, you know, the development of more folds?
Because when you get more mitochondria, you get bigger astrocytes and more glial cells. Glial cells, they call it, is a German term for glial cells. And the glial cells actually take the toxic nutrients away from astrocytes and then transport them to the local ventricles, like the fourth ventricle in the central area, and the other ventricles. For example, if you look at someone that gets Parkinson's disease, they've got a dropout of their secondary motor neuron. Primary motor neuron is in the Rolandic fissure. The upper Rolandic fissure, of course, is your body's, and the homunculus is reversed. So your feet at the top of the fissure is actually your lower extremities. And your face and your other extremities are down in the bottom part of the Rolandic fissure. The secondary motor neuron is in the tectum of the midbrain below the fourth ventricle. And the primary thing that goes on there is you lose dopamine and you get heavy metals like free iron and heavy metals, and they actually cause dropout cell of the astrocytes. The primary dropout thing is actually dropout of the mitochondria. When your mitochondria drop out because of heavy metal toxicity, you end up losing the oxidative ability to actually create an action potential So your secondary motor neuron in the tectum of the midbrain doesn't fire to the third motor neuron, which is in the anterior horn cell of your spinal cord. Those are the three neurons, primary, secondary, tertiary. So Parkinson's disease doesn't just cause motor problems. It affects nerve tracts that actually regulate the hippocampus, so you become demented. You get motor disorders, and eventually you get a kind of a stone facies, and you have to kind of shuffle when you walk. But you also lose the ability to access your cardiophile system for your memory and your ability to actually pull up old memories so that you become demented. All tied to mitochondrial dysfunction in a particular zone of the brain. Because any tissue in the body that gets into a hypoxic acidotic state is a state where you get illness. So every disease state is the sine qua non is a decrease in oxidative metabolism in that area, a decrease in high-energy ATP and NADH. So if you don't correct targeted tissue hypoxia, acidosis, and free radicals, you build up toxins, stealth pathogens, you get tissue deterioration, you don't activate genes to create structural proteins and enzymes, and you get degradation of tissue, aging and disease, and eventually multi-system organ failure and death. Does that make sense? So Nutridyne actually counters all of those.
Face it.
Welcome back. So far, next question. So you can see, you need to have Nutridyne. You need to also take things for your thyroid. We give mitothyroid, which is hypothalamus, thyroid, and adrenal, because think of the two plow horses pulling the plow of life forward. It's your adrenals that sit above your kidneys and your thyroid. When, for example, your blood sugar is crashing, the primary hormone that prevents it from hitting the floor and shutting your brain off, because your brain is like a high-octane engine running only on sugar, it doesn't run on fatty acids. You know that? The only fatty acids it takes is 8-carbon fatty acids. In fact, I'm making a new formula, which I'm going to launch here in the next few months. That's a liposomal form of these carbon fatty acids that are short-chain fatty acid, SCFAs, that the brain can use. But when the liposomal, they cross the blood-brain barrier, and your brain can use them as an alternate to sugar, which means if you give it to a demented person, all of a sudden their brain wakes up because they can form a neural network. There's three phases to thought. Okay, and this is for you people that are bioscientists and want to learn something. I'll teach you. Okay? And people find that I want you to understand this, okay? And this is a question I'm going to ask people. I don't get any calls from anybody asking tough questions in 6.5 years. Last time I had a doctor that actually wanted to call in and disagree about vaccines, I dissembled him and did an intellectual vivisection on air live. And I'm very cruel when I do that, by the way. I'm not nice. Okay, now, it's not that I'm disagreeable. It's that I want you to analyze and think things through. So if you're a nice person, ask a decent, straightforward question, want an answer, believe it or not, I'll give you an answer on any topic of any human activity on Earth, even if I have no training or experience in it, because I have a supernatural gift that if you ask me a question, I'll get instantaneous inspiration to tell you what the analysis of it is, even if I don't give you an answer right away, how to analyze and break the problem down so I can give you a particular answer. Now, that's disturbing for people because they don't want to think, well, who do you think you are? You're an arrogant narcissist. No, I'm not. I'm talented. There's a hell of a difference. Would you say that about Usain Bolt because when he was at his peak a few years ago, nobody could outrun him and he wouldn't even break a sweat? Well, that's just the way it is, okay? So you have to understand here that I'm providing information that needs to change the medical profession. The medical profession, as they say, it needs to completely be revised by people like me, people like Linus Pauling, people that are truly gifted to provide a new perspective on what the reality is of what disease and aging are. I went to this anti-aging conference here in Las Vegas, and there were hundreds of speakers saying blather. Oh, we're going to square the life curve. You'll live better. You know, if you cured cancer and heart disease, how much longer somebody would live? Oh, maybe 3 or 4 years. People would then die of infection. Just like they die, for example, of sarcopenia in Japan because they basically lose muscle. Mainly because they don't digest their food when you get really old in Japan. So you get die of sarcopenia, and when you have a serious infection, you convert muscle back into immunoglobulins to actually tag the infective organism so your T lymphocytes can kill it. But if you're hypothyroid, by the way, at that age, which most people are, hypothyroid, and they're also not absorbing B12 and folic acid and so on, you're not going to make vitamin D. You're therefore not going to have any immune system to fight infections. And now because you got sarcopenia, you're going to die. You're not dying of cancer or heart disease. You're going to die of an infection that's going to take you out a few years later. So maybe you live another 3 or 4 years, but there'll be miserable years, and you're going to be skinny waif of what you used to be, and then you're going to die. Now, I provide the solution to that. And people don't want to think that you can actually solve these problems out. There is literally no problem on earth that I can't solve. Now, that's affronting to people. Who do you think you are, Dingle? Yeah, I'm talented, man. I can do things that other people think is difficult. For me, it's like breathing. And I want you to understand this. When I look at the way people approach thyroid, thyroid disease is probably one of the most prevalent illnesses out there. How many people do you think, the average population females, by the time they're in their mid-40s or 50s, have hypothyroidism? The vast majority of them. How many people do you think are obese or hypothyroid? All of them. They have type 2 hypothyroidism. How many diabetics are hypothyroid? All of them. How many hypertensives are hypothyroid? All of them. Do you know that Broder Barnes proved this 40 years ago? This is not a minor thing. This is like, and now that we have toxic halides from not only Fukushima Daiichi, but also toxic halides in our water like fluoride, chloride, bromide, and that was bad enough. They added fluoramines and chloramines that are millions of times more toxic to mitochondria. We have a mitochondrial apocalypse going on, and these morons don't understand that what they're doing is not only destroying the mitochondria of living eukaryotic organisms like us that have eyes, ears, and their central nervous systems, but also the phytosomes even of plants are destroying the benthic layer of the oceans, the phytoplankton, to convert carbon dioxide to oxygen. The problem is not how many SUVs, it's how many mitochondria are being destroyed and how many phytosomes are being destroyed in the algae of the oceans that convert carbon dioxide to oxygen. Do they do not parse down what the problem is? I do. And it's disturbing to me when I have muckleheads and morons that think somehow they know things when they haven't even asked the right questions. So ask a tough question. Ask a question that you wouldn't ask anybody except you had Moses in front of you with God whispering the answer in his ear. That's who I am. Now, that's affronting to a lot of people. They, well, how do you think you are? I said, look, I'm a gift to people. In my life, before I take my final gasp, my last carbon dioxide molecule leaves my mitochondria, and I go back to be with God, I'm going to change healthcare and the idea that human life extension is dependent on a non-toxic world with no scalar radiation, no halide toxins destroying our mitochondria, and non-GMO food that's not scrambling our infrared signals of our, between our telomeres and our cell ion channels, etc. And a proper nutrient base where people don't go hypothyroid because of viral infections. Virtually everybody that goes hypothyroid female is due to a viral infection. You get both viral thyroiditis. Do they know how to treat it? Of course not. They give them synthetic thyroid, which even the endocrinologists back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s knew better. But they started relying on blood tests, which is stupid. Okay? As Forrest Gump says, stupid is, mama says, stupid does. Believe me, there's a lot of stupid doing going on. All right?
So what else should somebody rely on rather than just a blood test?
Body temperature chart. Get a Gerotherm thermometer. Measure a reverse thyroid hormone test. If you do an RT3, which most people don't measure, a free reverse thyroid hormone test, and a body temperature chart with a Gerotherm or two-digit digital thermometer, first thing in the morning before your muscles twitch and raise your core temperature, and every 3 hours thereafter. So if you take 2 mitothyroid in the morning and you've taken your Neutrodyne, and by the way, you don't need to take a lot. We're not talking about knocking out an infection. We're talking about 5 drops twice a day is enough in water or juice, okay? And you can take it with food. Doesn't matter. It's still going to get absorbed. And not all the atoms are in the plasma state, but plasma state, your body does make a tiny amount, but it's so teeny, it's not enough to actually counteract the toxins in our environment. If you're drinking fluorinated, chlorinated, brominated water or bread, for example, do you know they had a mitochondrial catastrophe in Quebec back about 40 years ago? We decided we want to put a bigger head on our Quebec beer. This is Quebec, Canada. So what they did is they brominated the beer, and they had a massive catastrophe with everybody going hypo immediately. Now, they couldn't recognize it and understand, why are people developing all the criteria of hypothyroidism? And when they did their blood test, it didn't make sense. Because you remember, the blood tests don't distinguish whether it's brominated thyroglobulin or iodinated. If you ever asked a technologist or a lab director, are you measuring whether this is T3I or T3BR or T3CL or T3 fluoride, FL? Oh, I never thought of that. You know, I heard that so many times, I want to barf. Barfing time. As they say, take Nutridyne, don't eat a lot. If you got a big infection, like I had a diabetic call me this morning, he's going to do a toenail treatment. Just take it 3 or 4 days and 15 drops 3 times a day. It'll knock the hell out of the infection, and it'll keep you from getting diabetic infection. Back. So, Jim, we want to talk about the best delivery system for EGFTA epigenetic frequency therapy. Now, I'm going to do a little side story here because I'm a bit of a kind of a dark comedian. You probably know that, right? What I'm going to do is I have a little dog. His name is Max. He's the sweetest, smartest little old West Highland White Terrier, and his birthday is July 10th, which is coming up in a couple months. How old do you think Mr. Max will be? He's a champion white, West Highland White Scottish Terrier.
15.
17.
17, wow.
Close. Seventeen. In other words, in dog years, he's really freaking old. Now, he's been well nourished, but I'm going to do something really special for this little fella. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take him on his leash, and I'm going to produce a frequency map of all the minerals. And then eventually I'm going to do also for all amino acids to open up those ion channels to reverse the silencing of biophotons. What is aging? What do you think Deagle's definition of aging is? It's called Deagle's Corollaries for Biophotonic Biology. It's the silencing of biophotons. When the biophoton lights go out, the DNA shuts off. That's all aging is. It's a silencing of your biophotons. Now, if you look at the early Earth, at the time, let's say, Adam and Eve, which is supposedly 6,000 plus years ago, Adam and Eve lived in a world where the atmospheric pressure was twice the atmospheric pressure now, the oxygen concentration was 35%, and the Schumann resonance of the Earth was considerably stronger. Even at the times of Babylon, how much stronger do you think our Schumann resonance of the Earth in terms of the energy flux of the resonance field compared to the Babylonian time, just say 23 to 2600 years ago?
Well, I had no idea.
It's 1/30. So our magnetic field, if we ever had Jurassic Park, we'd actually have to create a magnetic flux field generator on the islands so the bones of the dinosaurs wouldn't deteriorate because they could never get that big. They could never get that big in the atmosphere and also with a magnetic flux field because the bone density of the animals wouldn't be strong enough to hold them up. Isn't that interesting?
Wow, it's very interesting.
Right, people don't think of these things. They say, well, we could just make Jurassic Park. No, you can't. The Earth is not the same as the Earth back then. We are Lilliputians by comparison to Adam and Eve. And I've talked to historians and researchers like Jonathan Gray who know people who actually traveled to the place in Turkey where they actually discovered the original sites where Adam and Eve were there, and also where Noah and his family came out. Now, the estimated height, this is based on biblical archaeological research, of Adam was 18 feet tall, and Eve was 13 foot 6.
Wow.
So we are teeny-weeny compared to our ancient ancestors. We have a shortened lifespan. Remember, in the Bible, it talks about your lifespan was reduced to 120 years and then to 70. So as God got more ticked off with us, he shortened our lifespan, which also shortened our wisdom. Now, what is going on with the Earth is that the Earth's magnetic flux field at the time of Noah, when the waters of the deep and the waters above, because the Earth was not the same as it is now, was a much more even climate over the planet. We didn't have the polar extremes we do now and the superstorms, did we? We had a continuous mist over the Earth. In fact, one of the symptoms is that you actually couldn't see the sun really well because there was a constant mist and clouds over the Earth, which means you're protected from cosmic rays, background X-ray radiation, and ultraviolet light. Just in the past 20 years, the amount of ultraviolet B, C, and D light has increased 73%. Do you think most people know that the actual dangerous ultraviolet light and cosmic rays has increased that much in the last 20 years? They don't know anything, do they? And these knucklehead environmentalists and politicians like Igor, I call him for Al Gore, they don't have a clue. Now, why is this important? Because right now we have the 5G network,
smart meters, Gwen towers, cell phones, and other things that are generating frequencies that are very similar in the electro pollution in your home. It's actually broadcasting it through the wires and appliances like step-down transformers and LED lights. It is talking to your DNA and telling it bullshit. Now, if you tell the DNA bad frequencies, you shut down genes. Now, the aging process itself is really just silencing of the right infrared signal to tell the genes which proteins to actually send a messenger RNA or structural enzymes, structural proteins and enzymes to make your body heal and regenerate. Now, if you send the right signal along with the right substance, that means the right supplement, signal plus supplement equals healing. If you don't have the minerals, for example, the 18 oldest living people on Earth eat glacial milk, 17 of them, which means you get minerals that you don't get in our diet nowadays, and they're in an ionic state. And the 18th of the Okinawa Japanese that crushed coral calcium that has all these trace minerals from the ancient ocean. So minerals regulate, and it's not just minerals. If you have minerals plus the epigenetic frequency, now your body says, hey, I'm going to open up the ion channels. I'm going to let that mineral in the extracellular space in. And then I'm going to turn on the genes to actually regenerate your heart muscle, your brain tissue, your liver, your kidneys, your eyeballs. So at 90 or 100, you're going to be look better. Now, of course, the primary gene that determines if you live old, and I happen to have, it's called the FOXO2 gene, is a gene that's what we call an amplifier of apoptosis. It means, it's, I call it the Trump gene, you're fired. You know The Apprentice? If a cell starts to get funky and old and has regular mitochondria, if you've got the FOXO2 gene, your body fires it. It actually gets rid of it. It goes through programmed cell death. So your liver of a 90-year-old that's got FOXO2 looks more like a liver of somebody that's 45.
Wow.
Now you can induce that situation with some of our nutraceuticals, like Cell Defense Plus and other nutraceuticals that actually will reverse the body and lengthen the telomeres. We have a new telomere formula coming out that's way better than TA65 from Astragalus. That'll be way more powerful and a fraction of the cost. That's coming down the pike too. So the Sonic Life does two things. Firstly, it's the best exercise machine because it's atraumatic. It goes through a sine wave curve. It's not traumatic. It's vertical. It actually then literally recruits the Golgi tendon apparatus and all your connective tissues and your muscle slow and fast twitch fibers. So it can even get smooth fibers inside your pelvis. So if you're a female and your pelvis has fallen through and you're going to need a not only Kegel exercises but a suspension surgery, women go on the machine and they actually don't need surgery because it tightens up their smooth muscle because it recruits them to actually raise strength in the connective tissues and the muscle fibers so your uterus and your body's not falling under your pelvis and you're losing bladder control.
Right. Wow.
Same thing with your bones. If you don't compress the piezoelectric crystals, you don't actually generate new connective tissue, you don't generate the rebar in the bone that makes the bone strong, and you don't mineralize it. So the Sonic Life is the best exercise machine available. Now, I add to it simple hand weights, or what I like is an athletic bar you bolt into the ceiling. So if you saw my system, maybe I'll take a picture of it. It actually has an athletic bar, like the balance beam you see these athletes spinning around on. And I've got these resistant bands, so I can get on my machine and use resistant bands when I'm doing it. Now, I can cheat and actually at the same time pump in the frequency for epigenetics. So if it's for, say, blood pressure or joints or whatever, or if I want to do all the minerals, which I'm going to do to my little doggy Max, I'm going to sit the little fella on there with his little chain, and he won't feel anything. He'll feel the song of the DNA literally being pumped through his body to turn on his genes to actually reverse the resilencing of his gene, what's called biophoton flux. If you measure the number of biophoton flux per minute, which they can actually do with special technology, it's when the silencing of the biophoton flux is when you age. And if it silences in a particular target organ, that organ ages real fast. That's what aging is. Silencing the biophoton flux, which is an infrared signal, to the end of your telomere, which is an infrared antenna, talking to your cell ion channels, telling them to let a mineral in to turn on your genes. And amino acids.
Very good.
So every disease has, the white keys actually are amino acids, and black keys, which are the most important, are minerals. So if you block, say, molybdenum, your body can't make GABA, so you can't go to sleep.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? And if you don't, if you block a specific mineral like manganese or copper, if you block copper in your muscles, you become insulin resistant, and now your muscles can only use fatty acids, they can't use sugar, so you become basically, this is again the kind of signal disjunction that goes on with your pancreas and your brain, you turn diabetic. So when your muscles lose the ability to absorb copper, you turn diabetic. Interesting, eh?
Very interesting.
So, it all comes back to signals. So, Sonic Life is amazing. And I try to do therapy every day. And I'm definitely going to get it today after I come back from my other business I do. Welcome back. So I'd like to talk about some of the other things. Let's talk about the CBD oil now.
Okay.
So what? Now I have the I found the CBD oil very unique. We had about four companies at our A4M conference, and there's actually the state of Texas is actually trying to do some things to somehow block it. I don't know why. CBD oil is basically from hemp. It was all the initial founders of the Constitution grew hemp plants. It was what was originally made for not only ropes but sails because they didn't have powered boats back then at the early start of the country. And hemp doesn't have hallucinogens. If you take marijuana, 7% of the population, if they smoke marijuana, are going to become schizophrenic or develop hallucinations.
Right.
Marijuana also, if you operate heavy equipment or a car, you can get co-toxic with just tiredness or alcohol or any other, quote, drug. So you have to understand marijuana is dangerous because it has hallucinogens. See, hemp oil doesn't. It basically have cannabinoid receptors through your entire body, which means cannabinol is something that is in our ancient diet and genetics going back millions of years, and it's part of our biology. When you take it, it basically greases your body to reduce, we call it the stress response. So one of the first things I do in the morning, I take four pumps of it. And on the midday, I usually take another four pumps. And another four pumps in the evening if I feel like I'm being stressed. And I can tell you, it lowers blood pressure. It lowers blood sugar fluctuations. It makes you tolerate the day better. And so I call it lubricates your day. And it's very important for reduction in pain, secondary muscle spasm, all kinds of things that are going on. Because stress hormones are the thing that drives most disease. Tell us all the other benefits of CBD oil. Because it's a pretty long list, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. When you go on Google, you can Google pretty much any disease condition there is and put CBD oil and something will come up. They will have run a clinical study where CBD is beneficial for that particular condition.
Yeah.
It's amazed me. It amazed me. It's a molecule that's been studied and extensively in Israel and in parts of Europe for, you know, over 50, 60 years, but it was illegal in this country and pretty much all over the world up until the last 5 years. So we have all of this research and a very new product, and it's something that everyone on the planet should be taking. So.
Now, why is Texas trying to do something over that?
I don't know. I think that they're not honoring the Farm Bill Act of 2014, where it made there are two completely different plants between the hemp and the marijuana. And what other states are doing and what the federal government's doing is they're trying to block a lot of the products and the edibles that are made from the marijuana plant. But and even with Texas, they're measuring the amount of THC. And with this product, there is like 0.00001 THC in it, which is so low that this product will not get blocked. But if the other marijuana-type product is what they're going after, that were derived from the marijuana plant.
Wow. That's interesting, isn't it? You wonder how they could be that confused, or there's nothing confusing about this at all, is there?
I know. No,
it's side effect free. There are basically no side effects either.
No.
You know, you're not going to get insomnia. You're not going to get dopey with it. You're not going to, you know, have a car accident or run equipment, take a forklift and stick a fork through somebody.
Right.
You're not going to burn yourself if you're working on a machine. It's amazing.
No, it would be impossible. It's impossible to overdose on it. You know, it's very beneficial to the entire body. No, it's an excellent product. And the delivery system is the nano-emulsified liposome, so it goes directly into the system. They can measure it in the blood in a matter of seconds and minutes where it is in the bloodstream, which, you know, anything that you ingest is going to take at least 2 hours to show up. So this is like in the system almost instantly. You feel the effects. It's an amazing product. It's the one molecule, one thing everyone should take.
Yeah, and what kind of testimonies do you have so far with people that have taken it?
Well, everybody's feeling better. The ones that are the most profound are people with high anxiety and panic attacks. You see the twinkle in their eye and a smile on their face in minutes. And I've had several people that tried the product, and they instantly they ask the question, "Is this how normal people feel?" And they said they will take it for the rest of their lives. It just is completely.
Yeah. Once you start taking it, you're hooked on, not because you're addicted, but because it fits a part of your biology to say what was missing. And you know there was something missing in your biology that this literally fills. Now, of course, it works wonderfully with our other nutraceuticals. You want to calm yourself down? We've got 5-HTP Cross, Stress to Go, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. And when you combine them, which I literally have my big drink here with all those components in here now, and I just took another 4 pumps just where we were talking of the CBD oil, I have a very high energy, high stress day. People, you know, I consult with patients and doctors all over the planet. I'm always doing research with my classified sources of information about really interesting stuff. For example, in the third hour, we deal with John W. Spring, and we've been trying to negotiate to consult with this president, who's a little stubborn and obviously demonstrating lately that he's got bad advisors and he's doing very stupid moves. For example, I don't think that he should have backed this senator in Colorado to legalize marijuana. Firstly, you can do gene snip analysis and determine who's going to get psychotic on marijuana. You know that, right? But do you think Trump knows it? Of course not. 7% of the population, if you smoke marijuana, the other 93%, they can smoke the rest of their life. The only problem is marijuana, unless you have a filtration system, is going to damage your lungs. I know going back 40 years, I saw young people with chronic obstructive lung disease in their 20s from smoking a lot of joints. But it makes you useless when you're taking a hallucinogen all the time. I mean, I saw the attorney that was trying to defend it on this morning on Fox. I couldn't believe it. This guy was slow to talk on the Ingram angle last night. It's like, she was trying to tell him, like, this is a joke. Like, did you toke up before you started answering the question? You don't want to be hallucinating, man. You just want to be calm and functional. In fact, if you're calm, you're actually more productive because stress actually prevents you from being efficient. But you don't want to be spaced out. You want to be fully aware of all your senses. You don't want to be hallucinating or have, you know, I call it the dysmorphic thing, like your body's all twisted or you can't hear things right. You ever heard of an herb in Hawaii called okolihau from the Thai plant? So they have this Thai plant. Yeah. Okolihau. And it sounds funny, like, hey, this is funny. I remember back in the early 80s, and I had traveled to Hawaii, so I thought with my travel there, and they said, well, try this stuff. I'm thinking, and it was, and they made it into some kind of a whiskey, but they had a kolihau in the whiskey, and I had just a little sip. Man, I started seeing time distortion, sound distortion, all kinds of stuff. It was not pleasant. And I can tell you that the idea of making, you know, legalizing, firstly, if you've got cancer, nausea, take the CBD oil. If you've got chronic pain, take CBD oil. If you've got anxiety and depression, take CBD oil. Take other nutraceuticals with them, like 5-HTP Cross, Stress to Go, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But when you start adding these things all together, your body says, hey, I can do this. I don't need to take serotonin reuptake inhibitors or anxiolytics and get stuck in Ativan. Or some knucklehead doctors will even advise their patients to take, Benadryl for sleep. No. Take this and take our sleep medications. You know, 5-HTP Cross, Stress to Go, and time-release melatonin. You know,
absolutely.
This is important. Stress is killing our population, isn't it? And I mean, you have to be even selective what you news watch. Now, I've been selective now. I've cut out every other channel except for two people I listen on Fox. Laura Ingraham now and Tucker Carlson. Everybody else, as far as I'm concerned, is full of horse manure. And every other station isn't even worth watching at all. You watch it, your IQ drops for a minute.
Right.
Now, the same thing with the medical system. If you go to the average doctor and you present your symptoms, they're going to say, oh, well, you need to be on this drug or that drug. And, of course, these drugs are very make you very dependent, if you want to knock on all addicted, but dependent on them, and try to stop them. Try to stop Ativan, Xanax, or a serotonin reuptake inhibitor after you're on them in a while, and you've got some control of your symptoms, but you're kind of like in a mental fugue state. Not good.
Right.
Now, there's no side effects. That's why I think there must be some powers that be there that have got a vested interest not to let CBD oil expand in Texas. The big market down there.
Oh, yeah.
Stop your paranoia, boys. Nobody's hallucinating. Nobody's going to drive their truck into a wall or kill somebody. Nobody's going to cut their hand off in a bandsaw. This is going to stop cancer nausea, make people calm. Maybe they'll all vote even better for conservative politics in Texas. And maybe we can get somebody to talk to damn Trump so he can smarten up and stop doing stupid things like bombing Syria, thinking it's going to scare them into behaving. First off, they didn't do it. And then if you think it's going to stop Kim Jong-un without holding an olive branch of food and factories and no war crimes tribunal, you're delusional if you think Trump's going to act like a mafia don and scare Kim and Xi, his backer, and Mr. Putin. Ha, ha, ha. So take your CBD oil and stay calm through the storm of modern life. Stress will kill. This kills your stress.
Warning. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.